All right, here's a question for you. What do you do with a Boeing 757 if you want to make it work on a transatlantic crossing? The aircraft has the range, barely, and it has the performance. But how do you make the economics pencil out? One answer, you pull every economy seat out of the cabin. You install roughly 76 flatbed business class pods, and you go find the corporate travelers who need a lie flat bed between Europe and New York, but do not want to pay what the big legacy carriers charge. That is the LA Companion model, and it has been working. I'm Tower. This is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's talk about boutique aviation and what a new transatlantic route says about where premium air travel is headed. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, LA Compagnie, whose name translates simply to the company, is a French boutique airline that has been operating all business class transatlantic routes since 2014. The pitch is simple. Premium product, lower price point than the mainline carriers. No economy class to subsidize, no first class to upsell, just business. Their core route has been Paris-Orly to Newark Liberty International. They have operated that crossing for years, building a loyal following among European and American business travelers who want something better than coach but do not want to spend what Air France or British Airways charges for their front cabin. This week, according to Aerotime Hub, La Compagnie announced an expansion. They are adding a route from Dusseldorf Airport, in Western Germany, to Newark Liberty International in New York. Dusseldorf becomes the first German city in the La Compagnie network. From a purely operational standpoint, let us think about what this route looks like. Dusseldorf to Newark is roughly 3,300 nautical miles. That is within range for the Boeing 757-200, which is the aircraft type LA Compagnie has operated. The 757 is not the first aircraft you think of when you think transatlantic, but it has the legs for it when the winds cooperate, and carriers have been using it on thinner Atlantic crossings for decades. Condor has run the 757 across the Atlantic for years. La Compagnie has made it work on the Paris route. Dusseldorf sits in a similar latitude band, similar crossing distance. There are two engines on a 757. That means ETOPS certification is required for extended overwater operations. ETOPS, or Extended Range Twin Engine Operational Performance Standards, governs how far a twin-engine commercial aircraft can fly from a diversion airport. For transatlantic operations, you need ETOPS 180 or higher, meaning the aircraft cannot be more than 3 hours flying time from an alternate airfield at single-engine cruise speed. The North Atlantic track system is designed with this in mind. The 757 is certified for it, and La Compagnie has been using that certification on every Paris-New York crossing they have ever flown. The other operational note worth mentioning, the choice of Newark. La Compagnie has consistently used Newark Liberty as their New York gateway rather than Kennedy or LaGuardia. That is a deliberate choice. Newark tends to have better slot availability than Kennedy, and the ground access story is actually quite good for business travelers. You can catch the air train to New Jersey Transit and be in Manhattan's Penn Station in about 45 minutes for a carrier targeting corporate clients. That matters. Now, let's talk about the market logic, because this is where it gets interesting. Why Dusseldorf? The North Rhine-Westphalia region, the German state where Dusseldorf sits, is the most populous state in Germany and one of the most economically significant regions in all of Europe. You have Dusseldorf itself, which is a major financial and trade center. Cologne is just 30 kilometers to the south. Essen, Dortmund, Bonn are all within an hour's drive. The region has a dense corporate population, automotive supply chains, energy companies, international trade exhibitions. Messe Dusseldorf is one of the largest trade fair venues in the world. Business travelers from that region moving to New York have historically had to connect. Either you take a domestic hop to Frankfurt and connect there on Lufthansa, or you route through Amsterdam, London, Paris. A direct service to Newark is a meaningful time savings for that traveler. La Compagnie is betting there is a segment of the North Rhine-Westphalia corporate market that is underserved. And given what they have proven on the Paris route, that bet has some evidence behind it. Here's what's interesting from a competitive dynamics perspective. The legacy carriers on the North Atlantic operate wide-body jets with hundreds of seats to fill. Their revenue model depends on a mix of business class, premium economy, and economy to cover the costs of each flight. When a small carrier like La Compagnie comes in with 76 business class seats on a narrow-body aircraft, their cost structure looks very different. They do not need to fill hundreds of seats. They need to fill 76. And if they can do that at a price point that undercuts the legacy business class fare while still running a profitable operation, they can find a sustainable niche. It is a model that has worked in other contexts. Boutique carriers have periodically found defensible positions in specific city pair markets by offering product, price, or frequency that the big operators cannot or will not match. La Compagnie appears to have found that on the Paris-New York corridor. Now they are testing whether it translates to Germany, the broader industry context. The transatlantic market recovered strongly after the pandemic years. North Atlantic routes were among the first to bounce back, driven by pent-up demand for both leisure and business travel. That recovery encouraged some carriers to add capacity and others to experiment with new route structures. Budget carriers like Norse Atlantic and Play attempted to open up low-cost transatlantic options. Premium carriers and boutique operators like La Compagnie pursued the opposite end of the market. The results have been mixed. The budget transatlantic carriers have had a turbulent time establishing themselves, but the premium end of the market has remained robust. Business travel bounced back faster than many analysts expected, and demand for flatbed seats on long-haul routes has been consistent. For the pilot or aviation professional listening, there is a broader takeaway here. We tend to think of aviation market structure in terms of the big players, the Uniteds, the Deltas, the Lufthansas. But the industry has always had room for carriers that identified underserved markets and moved into them with the right product. La Compagnie did not try to take on Lufthansa across the board. They found a specific lane and built something in it. The Paris-New York route worked. Now they are extending the model to see how far it goes. The Dusseldorf route is not just a route announcement, it is a test of whether the La Compagnie model is scalable beyond its founding market. If Dusseldorf performs, you could imagine them looking at other secondary European business centers, Milan, Stockholm, Dublin cities with strong corporate connections to New York that are not anchor hubs for the major carriers. One more thread worth pulling on what the aircraft type means for passenger experience. The Boeing 757-200 is a narrow body, a single aisle. If you have flown on a typical wide-body transatlantic jet like a Boeing 777 or an Airbus 330, you are used to a wider cabin with seats configured 242 or 333. The 757 has a narrower fuselage. La Compagnie configures it in a 2-2 arrangement in business class, which gives every passenger direct aisle access. You do not have to climb over anyone to get to the lavatory at 2 in the morning over the mid-Atlantic. On a crossing that runs 7 to 9 hours depending on the winds and the jet stream, that is not a small thing. The flatbed seats recline fully. This is not the angled lie-flat that some carriers still call business class. It is a full horizontal position. The ability to actually sleep flat is the difference between arriving ready to work and arriving feeling like you spent the night in a middle seat on a full regional jet. The airline also operates without the complexity that goes with larger carriers. No first class, no elite status tiers to navigate. The product is the product. It is a refreshingly uncomplicated value proposition in an industry that has spent decades making itself harder to understand. Today's story came from Aerotime Hub. More aviation coverage at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Safe travels out there.